95.7 The Hog, The Morning Hog. That's intern Steve right there. I'm playing the role of Riggs today. It's Friday Morning Hog Happy Hour. That means Josh and Amelia from SR Parada back! Woohoo!
Yeah, and you know when we're here, guys. We got the beer.
Steve, hit the explosion sound effect. That didn't work. That's good, though. And 'tis the season to have some very fun October-themed beverages, right?
Get into those fall flavors.
So what do we get into? What are we starting with today?
So a couple weeks ago, we did Oktoberfest beers.
Yes.
But we left one out because it wasn't in stock yet.
Oh, it's beer. It's here,
so I wanted
Steve.
To kind of loop back around.
Steve, you're lucky.
Yeah,
you get a reprieve on this one.
Ooh. You're lucky because it's a really good one as well. Sierra Nevada's Oktoberfest.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's a handsome can.
Yeah, they changed up the graphics a little bit. Yeah. Very attractive.
Looks like Kentucky basketball shorts. Kentucky basketball team used to have shorts like that.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
But they had nothing to do with Oktoberfest, though.
True blue.
So this is a typical Marzen lager we spoke about before. So you're going to get that amber color.
Oh, wow.
Some delicious, sweet, malty notes.
Mm.
Amber waves of grain.
Like I'm staring at a penny. It's good.
Okay.
Mm. Like I've never met a Sierra Nevada beer.
They've been doing it for a long time.
Yeah, Amber Marzen.
And now we've met a new one. Oh, wow. Okay.
Mm, it smells
That's
awesome.
Very chill, right?
Very smooth.
Mm. Ooh. Okay.
Easy drinking.
Yes.
What do we, is there an
very
alcohol
malty
content?
As it rolls off.
2%.
You get a lot of that malt.
Yeah, 2%er.
No, you wish. Yay. Probably 5-6.
Okay,
it's 5.5 actually.
Okay,
see, look at that. Mm.
I think all the Oktoberfest beers are at least 5%.
That's good. No, I appreciate that. I'm glad. I was. I don't plan on having my Oktoberfest celebration in my garage this year. But if I do it again, I need to know.
Speaking of which, I teased it last time, but it is confirmed that Beach Street will be having an Oktoberfest celebration.
Yes.
Give him
right.
the gong. Yes. Yeah. That is fantastic.
We'll give out some more details as it gets closer, it's going to be towards the later end of October.
Okay.
I think October 16th, if I'm not mistaken.
23rd. The 16th is Biktoberfest.
I was wrong.
That's all right.
That. It's
all right.
That's
you
got to
think
here.
About Biktoberfest,
right.
too.
Girls, no dates.
You're going to be involved. They do. Girls do no dates. And they know beers, too, right? That's good, isn't it?
Oh, hell yeah.
Wow. I mean, I like the I like that Sierra Nevada knows how to do whatever it is. Give them a beer, whatever kind of beer. They'll do it right. Right?
Agreed.
We'll fling hops
Always.
In it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Everything will come
hops.
Out well. All right. So, and is that available by itself?
So it is 12 packs and 6 packs.
Oh.
However, right. limited quantity.
Okay.
Because we're getting towards the back end of that season.
Mm-hmm.
So if you see it out there, grab it because Sierra Nevada Celebration is going to be right behind it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead and grab it while you're out there.
SRParrot.com/beerfinder. Probably a good place to go do your research
Bingo.
For that Sierra Nevada beer.
Yep.
Yeah. All that data will be right there for you. Updated, fresh. Speaking of fresh, I almost bought a pumpkin on Wednesday of this week. And then I thought, oh no, it'll turn to mush in like a week. I can't buy it. And they're the big ones now too. I wanted to buy it and just try to figure out how to preserve it. So I ended up doing it and I jammed it in the freezer. So I hope it lasts.
Okay.
In the meantime,
one way
that looks
it.
Like a much more fresh presentation of pumpkin right there.
So I know a lot of people don't want to talk about it yet because they feel like it's too early.
Mm-mm.
But I started getting in October. I started getting pumpkin beers in the warehouse in the last week of July.
Look at that.
Really?
Look at that thing.
Ooh. Actually, never had in fact, we're going to be sampling Dogfish pumpkin today.
Okay.
I do not have a single case left in my warehouse.
Really?
And
is this the beer that you brought in? Under you had like a you? Were, I thought you were carrying a baby or a ferret.
Correct.
Right.
I had to keep this one secret.
Wow.
Yep.
Oh my gosh. Look at that thing.
This
okay.
one is actually going to be special. Should we break into this one
first? Yeah, let's do that.
Wow, okay. let's do it. All right, come on.
I changed it up.
All right. Let's get control of the board right here. We're making the rules. It's a brew review.
Yeah.
There's no rules.
There's no, we're drinking at 9 a.m.
We do what
work.
We want. You're not the boss of us.
What rules?
All right, now why is this beer so darn special?
Well, because it's Dogfish.
It's Dogfish head, homie.
And they know what they're doing. They use real pumpkin.
Okay.
They like to call it pumpkin meat, which sounds weird to say.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Okay. Pumpkin meat. They are so, what is their saying? Like, for off-centered people?
Yes.
Yeah.
Off-centered beer for off-centered people.
There you go. Thank you.
And I've always had a saying that says, if you're vegan, you can still enjoy pumpkin meat.
Oh my gosh. So
right?
Good.
Yeah, okay.
That's a saying that you guys have heard me say that before. I texted it to you one time.
Oh, that's right.
I think I spelled it wrong and it turned, you were like confused.
But you forgot the pumpkin part though. It's really weird.
I should have put pumpkin in there.
Yeah.
Okay, that smells like real pumpkin.
So you're going to get real pumpkin, a lot of those spices that are associated with pumpkin.
Oh, I love it.
So stuff you would taste in like your coffees and whatnot.
Okay.
And brown sugar.
That's good.
Yeah.
The brown sugar is on the, I do get that hit of brown sugar. But not too much of anything. It's like,
everything's nice and calm.
Yeah, it's calm. Right,
see? It's like a mist.
So it's a brown ale. So you're getting a little bit of a darker flavor, especially if you
like this.
7%.
Of course
this is 7%.
Of course it is.
That's dangerous.
Wow. Dogfish Head.
That is a beer in disguise right there.
They got some of the best flavors and the highest ABVs on the
market. And badass graphics on them.
Oh, okay, well, what is on that?
Give us a...
It's
give
like
us...
a freaking... I don't know. He's having a reaction.
Label review.
It's
come on.
Pumpkin Man. All right, label review. Yeah. Here we go now. He's got like, it's a man's body, a pumpkin head.
Right.
He's wearing glasses, but he has like the spirals happening, like he's hypnotized.
Oh, yeah, I like that too.
He's only got 3 top teeth left. Mm-hmm. And he's got kind of the, he's sweating. You can tell he's sweating.
For a pumpkin, that's pretty good.
He
top
looks
teeth.
Like he's shocked. He's getting shocked.
He's in the zone.
Wow.
He's in the zone.
Okay. Because I can see straight through and see his bones. I can see his bones. So he's like got his head tilted to the left a little bit.
Bones.
And he's just having like
That's a good description.
If you have pumpkin meat, you have to have really your bones.
Awesome, that's a great, you know what? Another great point, Josh. Thank you for bringing that back around. Wow. That is a delightful beer and does not drink like a 7% beer at all.
No. Again, if you're into these flavors, it's easy drinking.
Absolutely.
So if you're hearing this on a Friday morning, if you can bail out of work real quick and go buy it now, because it's probably going to be gone soon, right? Like you said, limited.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
I will say that Total Wine is down to their last few cases.
Oh, man.
That's why I had to kind of sneak it
all
out.
Right, I'll be back.
Steve's going.
Yep. Right,
I'm out. Fine.
That's
see
good. That's fine. That's probably the appropriate thing to do. Wow, that's really good. That's I'm pleasantly surprised at the mixture of like regular beer and then some pumpkin beer.
Exactly.
With a slight touch of cinnamon, like you said.
Yep, some spices.
Right.
Delicious.
Oh, I think I got one that you're going to like even more.
Okay.
God, here we go. Way to go, Tease. All right, second half. Right around the corner here, Morning Hog Happy Hour. That's Josh and Amelia from SR Parrot. Stick around!